wherever we look, our transportation infrastructure network and our infrastructure network in general is falling apart. And as the study says in its second phase, we're falling behind. We're falling behind our competitor nations, and that spells long-term disaster for the American economy. Consider that the World Economic Forum found just 6 years ago, in 2005, that the American infrastructure was the best in the world. Well, that was probably no surprise, because it's been the best in the world since Dwight Eisenhower built the intercontinental highway system. Best in the world. But 6 years later, 2011, the World Economic Forum ranks our infrastructure 15th best in the world. In terms of rail infrastructure, we rank 18th in the world. In terms of port infrastructure, 22nd in the world. And in terms of air transport infrastructure, we rank 32nd in the world, behind Chile, Malaysia, Panama, and obviously many, many more companies. And what does it mean when we fall behind our economic competitors? It means that we lose business. American businesses lose business, lose money. Take just one glaring example, metallurgical coal. Metallurgical coal is found in Australia and in the U.S., and it's very valuable because it's the feedstock for coke plants. China, as you know, is building coal-fired plants at a rapid rate and needs to produce as many coke-producing plants as it can. So it wants metallurgical coal. Well, the U.S. and Australia are pretty even in labor costs. We're both high labor cost countries. But where Australia has a decided advantage and where it dominates the Chinese market is because Australia can get its metallurgical coal from the places it's mined to its port cities for one quarter of the cost that it takes America to get its metallurgical coal from the places it's mined into our port cities. So we are falling behind. And what have our competitor nations done? Every single one of our competitor nations has either had a long-term infrastructure revitalization plan or is currently undertaking one.